Well, good morning, everyone. It's great to be together today. And just before I begin, let me just pause and let's just have a word of prayer. God, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your presence in our lives. And God, thank you for the opportunity to be together in such a manner. And I pray that this morning you would encourage our hearts, encourage our faith, and God, refresh us with your Spirit. And we just want you to know that we love you. And just speak to each of us, God, in the manner that you need to speak to us to build us up. Thank you for that. And God, we just love you. Amen. Well, hallelujah. Yes and amen. Thanks, guys. I discovered something about isolation. If you're having trouble figuring out what shirt to put on in the morning, you have isolation fatigue. I caught myself the other morning wandering in my clothes from my closet to my drawers, trying to figure out what I was going to wear. Folks, when you're not going out, does it really matter? So anyway, that's how I know I've got a little bit of isolation fatigue. And I hope that we can get through this and stay rejuvenated every day as we get up. I'd like to give us all a shot in the arm today. Now, some of you might be feeling a little bit of this isolation fatigue, or if it carries on, you're going to experience it maybe in some form at some point. But the other morning, I got woken up at 4 a.m., or I woke up, whichever it is. But in the moment that I woke up, I felt the Lord impressing a thought on me. And I felt it was for myself, but I also felt like it was for the church as a whole. So I'd like to give us that shot in the arm today. And I trust it's going to encourage you and strengthen you in your life. This is for all of us. But I want to say to one particular person out there, God gave me your name and your face. I know who you are. And I know that this word is for you to be encouraged today. And I'm not going to say who it is, but I am going to say that you've been here for quite a while. So anyway, this is for you specifically today from the Lord. And but again, it's for all of us. But God wants you for some reason to be encouraged and strengthened today. It's important for us in life to be happy. We all want to be happy. We all want to be glad. We all want to be full of joy. We all want to have peace in our life. We all want this. But it's important to God as well. You see, that's what He wants for all of us. He's not unlike us in that. He wants us to be living lives that are full of peace and joy and gladness. It's important to Him. And this life is always going to bring weariness and decay. This world is always going to zap us of our strength if we let it. Life has a way of overwhelming us and being like a wave crashing over us if we allow it to. You know, I remember being in Hawaii on my honeymoon, and we had gone to Sandy Beach, and we were, Noreen was on the beach laying down in the sun like she likes to do, and I was in the water body surfing. Now, if you've been there, you know what I'm talking about because the waves are a lot bigger than, you know, around here. So in that one time, I was body surfing. I'd see the wave coming, and I would dive into it to go beyond it, you know, or I'd turn around and let it take me in towards shore. But in one particular time, they started to come in fast and furious, and every wave was larger than the last. And I had just turned around and got wiped out, and I turned around, and as I turned around, this wave was already on me, and I looked straight up, and it was way up there. I had no time to react, and this wave just took me out. And I tumbled over and end like 360s under the water, and I didn't know, which way was up or down. And I had to hold my breath for a while, and then I finally decided I had to find a direction. So I dove, and I hit bottom. I had gone to the bottom. And so I quickly turned around, and I was holding my breath, and it was starting to wane on me. And I kicked myself and finally got up through and began to breathe. You know, I thought about that because that's what sometimes life can do to us if we allow it to. It will just wallop us. And we have to learn, where's the fresh air? Where's the refreshing? Where is that breath that we need to breathe in order to be given life and rejuvenate ourselves? We know Scripture is full of guidance on how we can help ourselves and keep ourselves on top of the waves and not allow them to overcome us. Jesus told us not to worry about tomorrow or the provision of the day because God would take care of us. He promises that. You know, Jesus in John 15 has that passage part about abiding in Him and how apart from Him we can do nothing, and that we can be grafted into Him in relationship, and that grafting by His Spirit will bring life constantly to us in our lives as we carry on. You know, getting and staying close to God is more important than anything. That we abide, that we build relationship with God and we stay close to Him. And there's a constant working out of that relationship. You know, He has to be our treasure because that is what flows everything in our lives out of. It's got to be that way. And God, you know, He has to be the goal. The end goal is that we be with Him forever. And so we have to keep our eyes fixed on Him, and we have to let life not rattle us, consume us, or wear us down. And if we go and build relationship and quietness and trust and abide with Jesus and build our relationship and make it the foremost part of our life, then God promises us, He promises us joy and peace and sustainability. You know, John 15:11 tells us one of those rewards for abiding in Him. It's these things I've spoken to you, Jesus says, so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. The very thing that we all want. We all want to have that deep-seated joy no matter what. And Jesus promises us that's ours if we abide in Him. Philippians 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all comprehension will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. This is another great, great promise of God. If we abide in Him, that we can rejoice in Him. And when we rejoice in Him, the Lord is near. And we can be anxious for nothing but have peace that guards our hearts and minds and sustains us in all circumstances in life. You know, John 14:27, Jesus said again, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Don't let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. You see, that's Jesus' promise in their busyness of our lives and all the things that we want to take care of and get done. And we want to, you know, we're concerned with our work and our provision in the home. But in all of these things, Jesus says He will give us peace if we trust in Him and we abide in Him. You know, Matthew 11:28-30, Jesus promised, and if you're feeling weary today or worn down in your life in any manner or way, He says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you're going to find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. You see, another promise that if we're abiding in Christ and He becomes the most important part of our life, if we sustain that, then God promises us that He will give us rest and that He will give us peace. Psalm 55, verse 22 says, cast your burden upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. You see, that's what God, His heart is towards you. His grace is towards you. His mercy is towards you. That if you cast your burden upon the Lord, if you abide with the Lord and talk to Him about the challenges in your life, that He will sustain you. He will sustain you. Psalm 73:26, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Now, for this person I mentioned previously, I particularly think this verse is for you. My flesh and my heart may fail. Things might seem really overwhelming right now, but God is the strength of your heart, and He is your portion. Dig deep abide in him. 1 Peter 5:7 tells us all that therefore we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt us at the proper time. We cast all our anxiety on him because he cares for us. You see that word humble, that humility, it's that ability for us to lean towards God and make sure that he's a priority in our life. We humble ourselves, recognizing that God is right and God is truth. And that if God says we need to abide and lean in and dwell with him and put it first and foremost, then we know it's true. So we humble ourselves and live that out. Isaiah 40, 28 to 31 says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary. And to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary." Church, that's my blessing over you today. That we wait on the Lord as we abide with God and we be steadfast in our faith. This is my word to you, that you will gain new strength. That you will be mounting up with wings like eagles. You will run and not grow tired. You'll walk and you won't become weary. We need to keep our eyes fixed on Christ. He loves us. He cares for us. He knows what's best for us in this life. And so we want to give ourselves to him continually. We want to continue to abide. It's key. You know, my sense that night, or in the early morning at 4 a.m., was that we can't just know about this or know this stuff or be able to recite the scriptures and say, well, I know that this is the right thing to do. I had that sense that we were to not let our guard down and that God is calling us to this. He's inviting us to this. He's asking us to come and abide with him and to find strength and allow him to make us unshakable. That particular night, I want to leave you with one more verse. This is the actual couple of verses that came to me that early morning. It's in Psalm 131, verses 1 and 2. It says, "O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty, nor do I involve myself in great matters or in things too difficult for me. Surely I have composed and quieted my soul. Like a weaned child rests against his mother, my soul is like a weaned child within me." You know, I think this is an amazing promise from God. You see, we have to make sure in life that we're not involving ourselves in things that are great matters or in things that are too difficult for us. And let's face it, trying to find joy and peace ourselves just doesn't work. We need to find it in Christ. And I really felt like God saying to me, if we could just be like that child that leans against their mother and just is at rest. You know, a lot of times you get a picture of a child and they're fidgeting all over. You're trying to hold them and they're all over you, over the climbing around and swatting you and grabbing your face. And sometimes that's what we're like, chasing things in life and trying to do things on our own. But God is calling us daily to just find moments of quietness, to compose ourselves. It's our responsibility. It's our choice to compose ourselves and quiet ourselves and rest in and lean in on God's strength and provision. I just finished reading a book recently, and I just, through circumstance, ended up having this book, given to me. And the book is entitled, "The Relentless Elimination of Hurry." You see, in our lives, we've been bred to always have that hurry attitude, the hurriness in our life, and we got to get things done, and we go and do. And, you know, little practical things even dictate that. Like, try to drive from my house to the church and just stick to 50 kilometers an hour. you know, it's not easy for me. So I'm starting to learn that I have to adapt my lifestyle and my rhythms to not have a hurried spirit, but a spirit that can rest in God. And it's going to take discipline and it's going to take work for me to get to those places again that I want to be. But I feel personally God is calling me to change my rhythms in life so that He is not just by word, but He's actually actively the most important part of my life. I think we all need to get to those places periodically where we do a self-evaluation and check. But can I call us today to be encouraged, be strengthened in your faith? Can I call us all to make sure we guard our hearts and our minds so that we are abiding in Christ and that we're spending quiet moments with Him to be rejuvenated and strengthened? You know, this is not a bad opportunity. This is a fantastic opportunity, this situation we find ourselves in, you know, and trying to isolate more and stuff. But maybe this is God's call to His church. Maybe this is what God has given us this time for, is that we would actually learn how to abide and be still and know that He is God and that He's true to His promises, that He will fill our lives with joy, that He will give us peace, He will give us strength, and He will sustain and provide for us in our lives if we put Him first. To this person out there, you know, this is a great word for me today. It's a great word for all of us. But for this person out there in particular, you know, I just want you to know that God is thinking about you and He loves you and He will sustain you. So just lean in and trust Him. Let's pray. God, I want to thank You for this word that I believe You've given me for us all. And God, it's not always easy in life to eliminate hurry or practices or habits we've given ourselves. But God, we're trusting You this morning that if You would give us this word, that You would be there to help us. So to every individual, including myself, I pray, God, Your Spirit would stir something within us that would lead us to those places You want us to be. And that, God, we would all learn how to be quiet and still and to abide in You. And God, thank You for Your promises for each of us, that we will find rest for our souls, that, God, we will find joy and we will find peace, and, God, we will find everything we need in this life to succeed. So thank You so much, God, and we just want to thank You for caring for us and loving us so much. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, church, you know, I trust this week you'll have an amazing week. I just want to encourage you, if you don't already have a quiet time with God, you know, that this week, Monday to Saturday or Sunday, would you just find time in the morning, you know, just when you're getting up, to sort of include just a little bit of a portion of time just to be quiet before the Lord and find strength. I just want to encourage you that this would be great for your soul. The Lord bless you all. And I want to leave you today. Donovan's in his home, and he's going to play a song for us. And I'd just like you to just take a few moments right now. Let's all practice to be quiet for these four some minutes and just allow God to minister to us. Would you do that? The Lord bless you and keep you, and may His face shine upon you and give you great peace. Thanks, Donovan, for leading us now.
There's nothing in this world.